and welcome to the Habits and Home Show. I'm your host, Lisa Lazat, and I help busy moms bring order to their homes by downsizing and decluttering and ditching old habits in exchange for systems that bring peace and more enjoyment to their lives. If you're a mom trying to show the love of Jesus to your family, but the clutter in your home keeps you overwhelmed and frustrated, you have come to the right place. On this podcast, you will hear easy step-by-step tips to declutter and create systems so you can keep your home organized and finally walk in the peace God has promised you. Need some accountability? I've got you covered there too. Join the Accountability Club, a community of like-minded mamas decluttering and systemizing our homes together. Are you ready, friend? Let's get started. Hey friends, and welcome to the show. A couple of weeks ago, I was on a work trip organizing for a client in a couple of states over, and I was away from my home for 5 days. And if you can imagine, if you're a mom, you can imagine the backup that happens while you're gone. Now, I do have a wonderful backup plan, which is my 15-year-old daughter. She is very trustworthy. She is like the stand-in mom, and she doesn't really like it when I leave the house because she does put on that hat of mom. Now, my husband is fabulous. He is absolutely fabulous, but there are some details that he just doesn't pay attention to. And so when I am away, things just don't happen sometimes. And that's okay. When you're away, just be away. But when you come back, it's hard to get back into the swing of things. You have to basically do a life reset. And so what I found myself really down. I found myself feeling lost and my home felt a little chaotic. And you, my friend, might not have taken a trip or been away from your house, but you might feel like your home is feeling a little chaotic at the moment. Maybe it's just recent that it has gotten that way, or maybe it's been that way for a couple of years. I have several clients that I do one-on-one coaching with, and they tell me that it's been this way for several years, and that is okay. That is okay. I take them through a process of a 3-step framework to simplify their home, set up their systems, and maintain organization with daily habits. And so what I want to share with you is a simple 5-step to basically reset your life when it has gone off the rails, okay? And I love acrostics. I love things that make it really easy to remember. And so this 5-step process, I'm going to use the word reset. You can take notes if you want, or you can just simply click on the link below and read the blog. So the R stands for rest. You need rest. If you are feeling frazzled, if you are feeling anxiety, you cannot think clearly unless you have gotten enough sleep. And I found myself in that same spot of feeling very overwhelmed, very frazzled. And when I came to my senses, I realized, Lisa, you need to sleep first. Sleep allows us to be able to think clearly. Just like if you get enough sleep and you get enough food, then you can think clearly. So, my friend, get some sleep. Leave everything as it is and get some sleep. Maybe you need 3 consecutive days of 8 hours of sleep. Now, I know if you are a new mom or a nursing mom, that is nearly impossible, or even a mom whose toddlers are not sleeping all night. I realize that we are all in different seasons of life. However, do what you need to do, whether it's to have your mom or even your mother-in-law or maybe even a friend who doesn't have kids yet, come and stay the night with you for 3 nights, maybe for a weekend, and let them take care of your baby, maybe just bring the baby to you when you need to nurse, or maybe you're sleeping with your baby beside you and it's easy to sleep while you're nursing. That is fine. Or maybe you need your mother-in-law or your mom to be there to intercept your toddler when he gets up in the middle of the night and maybe just sleep with him for those 3 nights. Do what you need to do to get some sleep. Maybe you only need 1 8-hour stretch of sleep. Maybe you need 3 consecutive days. But before you try to get your life reset, please do yourself a favor and get some sleep. That is what I had to do. I know that it helps you to think clearly. So get some sleep. That's what the R stands for. The E, evaluate your appointments. We're not going to tackle the physical stuff just yet. We need to know what is on the calendar that is a priority. Do we have dentist appointments that are in the next 2 days? Do we have some fundraisers that are due for our kids' baseball team? Or do we have anything coming up that is pressing? You need to know what is coming up in the next couple of days, okay? Evaluate your appointments, and these are non-negotiable appointments. Sometimes as moms, we create to-do lists for ourselves that are unnecessary. They are not pressing for the moment. So anything that is not a life or death emergency or something that is non-negotiable, get it off your list or your calendar for the next couple of days until you get your bearings about you and you reset your life and you feel better, okay? So the E stands for evaluate your appointments. The S stands for stock your kitchen. Just like we need sleep to energize our body, we also need food to fuel our body. So if you are in a hot mess moment, you need to make sure that your family has some food. And if you're in survival mode, that means easy foods. If you have to get a couple of boxes of granola bars and cereal boxes, that's okay for right now, all right? We don't have to be trim healthy mama at this time in our life when we just need a reset. You can do that next week when you've gotten yourself put back together, all right? So get some food that's easy to throw in the oven or in the microwave. Just make it easy for yourself. Restock your kitchen, okay? So that means, okay, going to the refrigerator, pulling out anything that is old, throwing it away, trashing it, looking in your pantry, evaluating what you have on hand that you can cook or make, and then going and getting some groceries, all right? So we need a rest. We need to look at our appointments, and then we need to restock our kitchen. This is a must in order to feed our family and ourselves. Okay. Now that you've done those first 3 steps, and these are in order of what I did this past week. I literally followed these steps to reset my life and to get myself to where I felt like I was in charge of my home again. Okay. All right. And then my home was put back together after being away for 5 days. Step number 4 is the E again, and this is to empty your laundry baskets. This is getting your laundry back to ground zero. I have a laundry schedule, and everyone, because I have older kids, everyone follows the schedule as far as their day of the week when they're going to do their laundry, wash, dry, put it away, the full 3 steps. But while I was gone, like I said, things, schedules, routines, they kind of fall by the wayside a little bit because I'm still in the habit training phase with my kids and with my husband. And so laundry did not happen the way it should. And so I spent this weekend catching up because for my weekend reset, I do have a backup plan if I get behind on laundry. And I don't like getting behind on laundry. I love the one load a day habit. I wash, dry, and put away the entire laundry cycle, which is wash, dry, put away, every day of the week, except for weekends. I don't like doing laundry on the weekends. So this weekend, I caught up. I think I did 5 loads of laundry. And it took me back to the days when I neglected my laundry, and then it would all pile up, and then I would have to do all of it at once, and then there's a big load, big pile that sits on the couch for days, maybe weeks. I don't want to go back to that kind of lifestyle. So I do one load a day, and I start the load consistently at the same time every day. I start a load of laundry before I go to bed at night. So if you are behind and life feels chaotic, empty the laundry baskets. Get every bit of laundry, every bit of dirty laundry back to ground zero, put away. Wash, dry, put away. All right, so the first step one is to get some rest. Step two, just look at your appointments, what's coming up. Step three, stock your kitchen. You have to have food. Step number four is to get your laundry back to ground zero by emptying your laundry baskets. And the last step is to simply tidy the surfaces and the floor in your home. Now, I did have it as clear, simply clear the surfaces, but of course that doesn't make a great little acrostic. So tidy the surfaces and the floor in your home. Now, I don't mean necessarily declutter or organize or get really deep in it. Simply grab a laundry basket or a tote and take your arm and swoop it over that counter and swoop it all into that basket. Take things that are on the floor, push them in closets, make some clear space. We're not in decluttering mode. We're not in organizing mode. We are in recovery mode. And that means that we are just simply tidying up by clearing the surfaces really quickly. I mean, I'm talking like, let's clear all the surfaces and the floors in maybe 30 minutes to an hour. I'm talking just push these things, hide them, put them in baskets, put them in totes. You're going to declutter and deal with them later. But I want you to simply clear the surfaces, clear the floor for a good walking, you know, a space to walk around so that you can recover from this state that you are in where life feels a little chaotic, okay? So those five steps, I'm going to repeat them again for a simple life reset. First, rest. E, evaluate your appointments. S, stock your kitchen. E, empty your laundry. And T, tidy up the surfaces and the floors in your home. All right, friends, I hope this helps you to do a simple life reset when you are feeling down, when you're feeling overwhelmed, and you just need a reset. All right, I hope you enjoy this episode. And again, if you want to review all those five steps, you can click the link below. And I would love to see you this month inside the Accountability Club as we declutter. We do a little spring cleaning and declutter our garage or our shed. I personally don't have a garage, so I'm doing my shed because those are the same things that I would have in my garage. So click the link below if you would like to join us. And I will see you right here next time on the Habits and Home Show. Hey friend, before you go, I wanted to tell you more about the Accountability Club. Each month, we'll tackle a new space in our homes and work together to declutter and set up systems so we can easily maintain order without getting overwhelmed. You'll get a new decluttering tutorial each month, the coaching and accountability you need to actually follow through, and encouragement without judgment from other Christian moms in a safe environment. And guess what? The entire club is off of social media, so you don't have to worry about distractions the world may throw at you. Sweet friend, if you're feeling stuck in your decluttering journey, this is the place for you. Click the link below to try out the Accountability Club and start decluttering today.